Just one question regarding the laws of Sefirat Ta'omer. Question was asked in Halakha, can ladies count Sefirat Ta'omer? And if they can they make the Beracha as well? Well, regarding the second question, can they make the Beracha of Sefirat Ta'omer? We follow the opinion of Maran that says that any mitzvah aseh shehaz zeman gerama, any mitzvah that is bound by time, while the ladies can fulfill the mitzvah if they want, but they cannot make a beracha. According to the Sefer Adim, the beracha would be lebatala. For example, if a lady wanted to shake the lulav on Sukkot, so according to the Sefer Adim, if they want to shake the lulav, they have a right. However, they cannot make the beracha asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, because they're not commanded. Because it's a positive commandment that's bound by time. So the same thing would apply by Sefirat HaOmer. So now the question is, can they count Sefirat HaOmer without a beracha? Meaning, can they go at night and say, Hayom Sheloshah V'Aislim Yom LaOmer, and continue? According to the Ben Ish Chai, in his Sefer, Rav Pa'alim, he clearly writes that the lady should not count Omer even without a beracha. Because according to the Sod, according to the Kabbalah, there is no reason for them to count. On the contrary, he says it's better for them not to count. And that's the way it's brought down also in the Kafah Hayim. I should point out that Acham ben Sion Abba Shaul, Alav Shalom, in his Sefer Or Letzion Gimal, asked this exact question, and also ruled that ladies should not make the Sefirat Omer, not with a beracha, and not without a beracha. So for those ladies that want to be mahmirot on themselves, the chumrah here is not to count Sefirat HaOmer, even just by saying the days themselves.